Tarrant State on 90.5 WKAR. You've heard of blood banks and tissue banks and organ donation, but are you aware of breast milk banks? Likely not, because they're not widespread in the U.S., but Current State's Melissa Benmark joins us now to tell us more. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Mark. I talked to a researcher at the University of Michigan. Really interesting story that I was completely not aware of. This researcher is really looking to South America to see what can be learned about breast milk banks. Dr. Lisa Hammer recently led a group of health professionals to Brazil, where there's an extensive system of milk banks that distribute donated milk to newborns. And Hammer and I talked about the ethics and mechanics surrounding a nationwide breast milk donation system.
So milk banks are a place where mothers can donate their breast milk, and the milk bank will pasteurize the milk, assure its safety, and then can distribute it to babies who might need it.
And why does Brazil have such a successful milk bank program?
Brazil's program has a very passionate, vibrant director who started back in the 80s and has really led a national movement in Brazil. Their milk banks go beyond just processing milk. He really recognized early that promoting breastfeeding, supporting mothers who were breastfeeding, and incorporating breastfeeding support into the milk bank makes it a more comprehensive program. And I think that's helped support the spread of the milk banks.
What kind of ethical concerns, if any, are there around this? I mean, I've heard reports, for instance, at the beginning of this idea of things like poor women being forced to sell their own milk because they didn't really have a choice. How do you ensure that a system like this is fair and ethical?
So that was the case in Brazil. Women were selling their milk at the expense of their own infant's health, and that's why the network there now is all based on donation. Women are not paid for their milk. The ministries of health there supports the expenses of the milk bank, so it doesn't fall back on the need to sell milk.
So this is a government underwritten program?
Correct.
And are there other ethics concerns surrounding it that have had to be worked through?
Another ethical piece is who receives the milk. Similar to how there's a need for organ donation and they have priority lists and try to prioritize which patients should receive the organs, a similar type of system is used for donor breast milk because there isn't enough for every newborn baby. Priority is given typically to very sick babies or babies who are born very premature because they have the greatest benefit to see from donor milk.
I suppose the nearest analogy that a lot of people would make would be to an American blood bank. And I find myself wondering if there's any scientific typing of the type of milk. I mean, can any milk go from any mother to any child, basically? Or are there considerations when matching the donor milk with the baby?
Currently, any mother's milk can go to any baby. It doesn't need to be as exactly matched as a blood donation. There is ongoing research, and I think we will begin to learn more about how to best match donor milk to a baby's needs. Some of the properties that are looked at are the fat content of the milk, the protein content of the milk. And as we start to learn more about each of these properties within human milk, I think we'll be able to better match donor milk to individual babies' needs.
So give us an idea, if you could, of the process that a woman goes through to donate her milk and then what happens to the milk after it gets to this place.
In Brazil, they do a lot of work to support their potential donors. First, they support them by helping them establish breastfeeding with their own babies, and then if they see that they have adequate supply, we'll help teach them how to best store their milk and then transport it to a milk bank. In Brazil, they actually have over 200 milk banks. They're located out in the communities. Mothers can bring their milk directly to the bank. They can come to the bank to actually express their milk. They also have systems where they have people to go to women's homes and actually collect the milk. In some communities in Brazil, the firefighters will actually go around to different homes and bring the milk to the milk banks. So it's a real community program. Here in the U.S., most of the milk is shipped to regional milk banks. So it's not as integrated in the community as it is in Brazil.
So we do have some program over here then?
We do. We do. The largest network is the Human Milk Banks of North America network. And currently there's about 15 milk banks in the U.S. And again, they function more regionally, where milk is shipped to the milk bank, it's processed, and then it's shipped out to various hospitals that would use it for premature infants. Versus Brazil's model is a little different. They have over 200 in their country. They're integrated usually into clinics or hospitals. They provide community support to breastfeeding mothers and babies in addition to collecting the milk, processing the milk, and using it more locally in the hospitals and the communities.
You said Brazil's program has a very dynamic director, but I mean, the thing you said just a minute ago about firefighters picking up the milk and that kind of thing, I have kind of a hard time imagining that level of cultural support for a milk bank in America. What do you think it is about Brazil's culture that causes it to be that supportive?
Brazil has done a lot of work raising awareness of the importance of donor milk. They have widespread public health campaigns with billboards and celebrities and TV ads about the importance of donor milk. Some of the ads, for example, talk about giving milk is giving life, very similar to the type of public health announcements and awareness we have around donation of organs or blood donation. So I think we need to do a lot more in the U.S. to raise the awareness of the importance of donor breast milk.
I was a little surprised, though, that when I brought this story idea up, that some people's reaction was kind of like, ooh, really? I mean, in the U.S., we have problems even sometimes with women being allowed to breastfeed at work. I mean, it almost sounds like we have a little bit of a hang-up about it here.
We do. I think that other countries with fewer resources have to rely on what they have, and here in the U.S., we have so many resources that women have much more readily accessible formulas and other choices. And so we haven't had to, you're getting to the essential issue here, which is the cultural difference that we see in different countries. What I have seen traveling and working in South America is that those countries put a lot more emphasis on preventative medicine, ways to prevent illness. Using donor breast milk for premature infants is an example of a preventative measure, where here in the U.S., we tend to think about treating illnesses after they've occurred, and we need to start focusing here on affordable, cost-effective ways to prevent illnesses, and using more human milk for our babies over formula is one way to be preventative and prevent morbidity and mortality in preterm infants.
I understand that there are folks in the U.S. who buy and sell breast milk, for instance, over the internet. That seems like a really risky proposition to me.
Yes. I'm in support of using donor human milk for infants, but I do promote a regulated and a safe system for doing this. And currently, our internet sales that go on are not regulated, and I have concerns about the safety, and there have been some studies published about potential risks of purchasing milk that's not been properly pasteurized and tested. So I would encourage donor human milk that's properly pasteurized and tested through a certified milk bank.
I understand there's only one milk bank in Michigan.
Currently, we have Bronson's Mother's Milk Bank, which is located in Kalamazoo.
And that's it?
Uh-huh.
Do you ever see Michigan or the U.S. having the kind of extensive network that, for instance, Brazil does?
I don't know if our system will look exactly like Brazil's, but I think we are certainly moving in a direction of an expansion of our milk bank network. I think right now the U.S. is seeing more milk banks develop. I think it's still unclear exactly what our network is going to develop into and whether it's going to be large regional milk banks where milk is just processed, or whether we're going to develop more of a community-based integrated type of network like Brazil has.
Why are you particularly interested in studying this issue?
So I'm a general pediatrician, but I'm also a international board-certified lactation consultant, so I specialize in seeing mothers and babies and supporting them through any breastfeeding-related issues. I have a general pediatric practice, but I also run a lactation consultation clinic. I'm also an academic physician at the University of Michigan, and I teach, you know, medical students and residents and the up-and-coming physicians. So I spend a lot of time raising awareness and teaching about the importance of breastfeeding, both with my patients and with future physicians. And if we are going to change the culture here in the U.S., it's going to have to start with education and specifically with academic medical centers teaching and educating our physicians for the future.
Dr. Lisa Hammer, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.